Fewer than half of South Auckland pensioners have had a shot despite being prioritised to receive their COVID vaccinations early. The government's rollout scheme put around 70,000 South Aucklanders over 65 in priority group 2 because the area is high risk. This includes a high proportion of Māori and Pacifica people. Api Talimaitonga is a South Auckland GP and part of the Ministry of Health COVID-19 Pacific Response Team. He told me people were being dissuaded by a process that is too complicated.
I think we're just lucky we have no community cases at the moment. But I think there are things we could have done, just the missed opportunities. And I talk about what I see as barriers sometimes being put up. We're very good, we're overly organised. But, you know, we tell people ring an 0800 number. And I've seen people like in Hood in Tauranga where they wait 2 hours to get an answer. And so it's difficult when we're not being permissive enough for people in this age group to be allowed to come freely for a vaccination.
Right, so it is logistical barriers that is the biggest problem, just those issues of bookings and appointments that you believe are proving a bit tricky.
They are. And I think our messaging has been confusing. You know, we maybe set up we were too ambitious at the start, but I think that was good. The messaging about the vaccine supply hasn't been clear. People hear that we haven't got that many doses left in the country, whereas there is enough to vaccinate this group. And I think those barriers, like I mentioned, the appointments, people being told, oh, not yet, don't ring your doctor yet, not being permissive. I love the stories about places in Otara where grandma is brought along and her carers and whānau who are over the age of 16 accompanying her are allowed the vaccine as well while they're there. But, you know, we have to remember we've got a tired medical and nursing workforce that we've got to look after to last the distance as well.
That is an interesting idea. So when we move into groups 3 and 4, I guess that's one way that you could encourage and hopefully get more pensioners to get vaccinated. They go with the whole family and everyone gets vaccinated at once.
That's correct. People have competing priorities. You know, I know that my patients in South Auckland are not sitting around waiting for an appointment to see me. They're waiting for when the car is available, the one car that is used by 5 family members, or when someone's able to drive them. So we need to be just more flexible.
What are you seeing in terms of hesitancy? Do you get the sense that there is still some hesitancy there?
You know, it's nice to follow the Horizon surveys that have been happening, and I've been lucky enough to work with the Ministry of Health talking about the vaccine to Pacifica communities around the country. It was great to see the vaccine hesitancy drop from 34% to 9% last month for Pacific. And so I think it's the people are ready. The communities have heard the message. They know to ask a trusted source. But when they are then told to wait or to ring this 0800 number or, you know, don't ring us, we'll ring you, as I've heard around the country in this meeting, that kind of puts another barrier as I see it. You know, and I hear from DHBs like Nelson, Marlborough, in Taupo, where the DHB works with their clinical leaders and basically says, look, you have a big Pacifica festival or church service, more than 20 people there for vaccinations, will come along and do that. Being more permissive and helpful.
That is Api Talimaitonga, South Auckland GP and also part of the Ministry of Health's COVID-19 Pacific Response Team.